We have Carrie Eschenbacher. I know how to say your name now. Mm-hmm. Did I say it right?
You said it right.
All
right,
cool. So, yeah, you're going to tell us about some concerts.
All right. Well, if you are a person in your, I would say, mid-20s to
yeah,
mid-30s.
That's me.
Yep, this is going to be right up your alley. So I was going to talk about a few of the concerts I've been to. I've been to a handful.
Yeah, I was looking selection. At your list.
Yeah,
got a pretty big list,
I brought my list in, so I didn't forget any. And so I was going to talk a little bit about why I went to so many concerts during my college years.
Yeah.
So I grew up in eastern Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And the only concert that was ever available to me besides my, local school instrumental concert was the Richland County Fair and Rodeo concert.
All right.
Yeah. And I never went as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I chose more the rodeo. But I did go one time when I was in college. I had moved from eastern Montana at the time. I was just visiting, and I saw Leanne Rimes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
That was pretty good for a really small town.
Yeah,
concert.
Right?
Yeah. So I moved to Oklahoma, the end of my high school, and I had like access to concerts, cause in Montana, the closest place to go to a concert was like 4 hours away.
Yeah. And you probably don't even get a bunch of like big artists that come there. Or
yeah.
Anything, right?
It was more country.
Right.
Yeah. And as a teenager, I wasn't that interested in country music
right.
at the time. I like it a little bit more now, but
yeah.
At that time I did enjoy country music. So I wanted to talk about my very first concert experience.
Okay.
I was a junior in high school. I think I was about 17.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited. The three bands that played was Hawthorne Heights.
Okay.
All American Rejects. And Fall Out Boy.
Nice.
Yes, I was so excited. And they played in that order. Like,
okay.
This is when Fall Out Boy like was, first coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were mainstream.
Yeah, they were real big, though.
They were. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So I was super excited. I was also really excited to listen to All American Rejects.
Yeah.
Because they had the swing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was excited for it all. And so I went, and it was great. But the thing about it is that All American Rejects stole the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Fall Out Boy was the main band.
Right.
But All American Rejects was, like, way better than them in concert. Which, that's how I kind of judge bands when you see them live.
Right, yeah. Like, if they're good live, then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So I was... Yeah. They were so much better than Fall Out Boy, All American Rejects were, and it was so good. And I actually went to a second concert of theirs like a year or two later.
Wow.
Still amazing. And they were the main band that time as well. And who opened for them was Gym Class Heroes.
Okay.
Right before they got popular.
Yeah, they had that one single that was really big.
Yeah, that, exactly.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can remember about Gym Class Heroes, because I was like, I don't know who these guys are. Right. It was before that one song came out.
Yeah.
Was they had this like weird blow-up person mascot thing
what?
Come out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It was like a blow-up person mascot that came out on stage during one of their songs, and I remember like,
that's funky.
What's going on?
Yeah.
It was funky, especially for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But All American Rejects are actually from Oklahoma,
okay.
So maybe that's why they went extra hard. And
yeah, hometown crowd.
Yeah, I remember them saying like, "Yeah, we're from Oklahoma." Everybody's like losing their minds, like, it's Oklahoma. They were like, "We have a family section," and called it out. And like, I remember like their family even be like, "Yeah." So maybe they just went hard for their
family. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, and it was always around Thanksgiving time that they had their concerts, so they could spend Thanksgiving with their families.
How sweet. Yeah.
So my first song is an All American Rejects song because they are better than Fall Out Boy.
All right, let's play it.
All right.
Another day in your- shaking cold. These hands are meant to hold.
Thank you.
Was good. Felt a little nostalgic. We were talking about hearing old songs like that while that was playing. It's cool hearing old songs like that.
It is.
Still knowing all the words.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Jules when I was picking the songs I wanted to play. I was like, I was surprised at how many songs I still remembered, yeah. Like all the words.
Yeah. It's cool though.
Yeah.
I like, and they're still, I mean, I don't know if I'd be into the songs in the same way now,
yeah.
Like if it came out now or whatever, I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, that's my favorite band. But you know, you still listen to it and you're like, yeah, I could appreciate that. That was pretty good, you know? Yeah.
All right, my next concert experience. This is like, I don't know if this is embarrassing or not, but...
Probably will be.
Okay, perfect. So everybody goes through that. You know, we're trying different music phase.
Yeah, it was
college, you know, right. It was a good time.
That's fine.
Yeah. So I went to this, it was like a concert tour and mm-hmm. It had different bands every year, but the same tour, but different bands.
Right.
That was called like the Bad Boys Tour.
It's already embarrassing.
Yep. This is happening. Yeah. And so I went 2 years in a row, and it was like rock bands,
right? Okay.
And it was like pretty intense. It was 12 hours long.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And so it started at 12 noon, uh-huh. And went to midnight, and or later, and it was just so many bands. They started off with like local bands, and then they would have kind of like the more mainstream bands end.
Yeah.
And so I saw some like a little bit like heavier bands, I would say. Let me see. Let me get my list out. So some of the bands I saw at the Bad Boys concert tour, so I went to 2 years, was I saw Papa Roach.
Okay.
Yeah. Breaking Benjamin. I don't know if you remember that.
I do.
Yeah, he had like
one I'd know song. It if I heard it. Yeah.
Crossfade and Seether, Shinedown, Buck Cherry.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh, no.
And so that happened. But I wanted to talk about the one concert experience. So it was like a lot. It was a lot. But it was outside. And so it was kind of nice.
Do they have like multiple stages and stuff?
Just one.
Oh, okay.
This was, yeah, this was... One stage, after the other. One after the other, nonstop.
Yeah.
And so, so there's one in particular where the last three bands were Papa Roach, Buck Cherry, and Hinder.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I know everybody has the same reaction when I talk about this. It's like, oh, yeah. Every time you say the band Hinder, was like, oh, I think it could arguably be the, like one of the most hated bands ever out there.
That might be fair.
Yeah, that might be fair. But they were actually really good live, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And it might have been because this was there in Oklahoma City was the last concert of their tour, and they just went all out, and like you could just tell the lead singers were having a blast up there. Like some of the other lead singers from the other bands would join the other bands while they're and like sing with them.
That's cool. Yeah,
yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah,
and yeah, so it was actually a lot of fun. Like you could just tell, like you could feel their energy. Don't judge me right
I'm
now.
Not
You're
judging.
Looking at me with judging eyes right
I'm
now.
I'm not judging, but you know.
Yeah.
At least it was exciting, you know.
Yeah. So it was exciting, even though it was Hinder and Buck Cherry and Papa Roach, and you would never expect that from me, probably. And I have to say, like the Hinder, they're the last ones, and I've never seen so many bras on a microphone stand before. Yeah, that was crazy, and just like whipping it up there right and left.
Why?
When they were, I don't know.
For Hinder, for too. Hinder. Come on.
Let's just show you how good they were live.
Is that a mark of being
I don't
a good
know.
Band? I'm not
I
sure.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because, you know, the concert been going on for so long and people have
tired.
Been drinking a bit, but I don't know. I don't know why. So I'm actually going to play a Hinder song.
Okay.
And, you know, this is something I told Joel is that I wouldn't have to do this if you guys would have made your money already.
This is Carrie's challenge to you guys.
Yeah.
Support KMXT.
That's right.
So we don't have to listen to Hinder.
Hinder. So arguably the most hated band with arguably the most hated song, Lips of an Angel.
All right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right.
Honey, why are you calling me so late? It's kinda hard to talk right now. Honey, why are you crying? Is everything okay? I gotta whisper cause I can't be too loud. Oh well, my girl's in the next room. Sometimes I wish she was you. I guess we never really moved on. It's really good to hear your voice saying my name. It sounds so sweet, coming from the lips of an angel. Hearing those words, it makes me weak. Ladies, I never want to say you.
That wasn't the worst song I've ever heard.
That's good. Yeah, you're saying there's one band that maybe hated more.
I think Nickelback is probably the most hated band. I think at least like when people are like, "Oh, what's the worst band?" Nickelback.
I think that's true.
So Hinder. Yeah. You know, Escapes. I'll judge you a little less now.
Okay, thank you. I was also gonna throw out there that Hinder was from my university, the University of Central Oklahoma. So.
Proud.
Proud.
Nice.
So proud of our alumni. Yeah, I was going to say, I did my donation online, and it was actually very easy.
Very easy, right?
It was so simple.
Thanks, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. All right, are you ready for the next story?
I'm ready, yes.
All right, you've heard this one before.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
Not everybody. This was probably more of a story than just like, yeah, they were really good in concert. Mm-hmm. So my sister won free tickets to a concert that was Shiny Toy Guns, mm-hmm. Yellow Card, and Blue October.
Okay.
And she won it from a local, it was Oklahoma City radio station. So another reason to support your local radio stations.
There you go.
Yeah, they provide concerts.
Yeah, you were at our last concert.
I was.
Yeah. Winter Twang. That's Winter pretty Twang. Fun, right?
It was fun.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. Kodiak needs more bluegrass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
It's true.
We need more concerts in general.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, so my sister got these free tickets, and she won the tickets and meet and greet passes.
Nice.
And at this time, Shiny Toy Guns, you know.
They were never that big, but they played like all over the place.
Right, yeah. And I feel like their songs were like what's played like in stores in the mall or something like that.
Yeah.
Or a runway. And then Blue October was the main band playing. They just had like that one song, like Calling You mm-hmm. or Hate Me. Yeah, they kind of had like two songs that were popular. Right at the time, it was like the song that they played constantly.
Right.
You know,
on the radio all the time.
Yeah.
Or like the rock station or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. And then Yellow Card was the band playing in the middle, mm-hmm. which my sister and I both loved Yellow Card.
Yeah.
So I had two older sisters. This is my two sisters are 4 and 5 years older than me, and they had lots of influence with me. Mm-hmm. And so they knew Yellow Card really well, which meant I knew Yellow Card really well. So we were just excited for that. So my sister comes and meets me in Oklahoma City to go to the concert, and she picked up the tickets, and she got a Meet Yellow Card at the radio station.
Sweet.
Yeah. I wasn't with her, though.
Oh, bummer.
I know. I was like, what? I was so jealous, but I was like, it's cool. We got meet and greet.
Yeah, we're going to meet him later. It's fine. We'll
exactly,
be all right.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So we get to the concert, and it's in downtown Oklahoma City in Bricktown. And so we go, and we find out that the meet and greet passes are only for Shiny Toy Guns and Blue October, but not Yellow Card.
That's so weird. Why would it? I don't understand why it would be like that.
But. It was weird. So what they did is, while Yellow Card was playing in the middle, we got to meet Shiny Toy Guns after they played, and that meant Blue October right before they played.
Okay.
So the radio station gave us some, like, posters for them to sign for us, and we met Yellow Card. It was kind of like, whatever. They seemed like they were on something, perhaps.
Yeah.
And then, pretty out of it. And then we had to wait a little bit, and I was, like, kind of upset because I was like, I wanted to watch Yellow Card.
Yeah.
Like, not meet these bands that are like, eh.
Yeah, you meet bands that you don't care about, and then you miss seeing the band play that you actually want to see.
Yeah, so it was kind of, really disappointing.
Yeah.
So finally we meet Blue October. It's like right at the end of Yellow Card's set, and we go up there, and, you know, the band comes and meets us, and they're signing the thing, and all the band members are, like, super nice. They're like, thanks for being here, and, like, looking at us and talking a little bit with us, like, super friendly.
That's cool.
Everybody except the lead singer. He was a huge jerk.
He was just,
he was just, like, so, I don't know, like, he didn't. Like, too cool, like, these two songs that were kind of popular went to his
head.
Yeah,
you're not even that big.
Yeah, I know. Like, if I say Blue October now, I mean half the population, or more than half the population, want to know who that is. And so, it was so, he was so rude. Like, he was, you know, didn't talk to anybody. He seemed super grouchy. He was, like, making out with this, like, skinny girl off to the side. And then, like, the radio was like, yeah, let's get a group picture. And he's like, are you serious? You know? And we're like, whoa.
Jerk.
Yeah, like, shit. These are your fans, you know? I guess we didn't pay to be there, but, you know.
But still, I'm sure people did.
Yeah,
and other people did. Like, come on, you're getting to play in front of thousands of people.
That's right.
You can appreciate it a little bit.
Exactly. And then, so we got a picture, and they're like, oh, we need one more. And he's like, are you serious? I remember that. Are you serious? Let's wrap this up. You know, he was just, so that left an impression. And now the joke's on him because he's getting dissed on the radio for that.
We're not playing you, Blue October.
That's right.
How do you like that?
So. So I'm walking out after meeting the lovely meeting with Blue October.
Right.
I do have to say the other band members are very nice though. And we're walking out, and then one of the band members from Yellow Card was there. I was like, hey, like, we had these posters, like, hey, can you sign this? Why not? And, this is back when I collected posters.
Nice.
He was like, yeah, sure. But the guy with the concert venue who was leading us out was like, we don't have time for this. He was grouchy, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whatever. So I walk out, and, like, not far after I'd walking out, this guy that was behind me in line said, hey, that band member said he'd come meet you by this door in, like, 10 minutes.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was like, awesome. And sure enough, he did. And he signed it. And then he was like, hey, go to, like, where the t-shirts are. It was kind of in the back that they were selling the t-shirts. And he's like, the band's going to be there in about 15 minutes. They didn't announce it. Like, they don't announce it, but they do it every concert. I was like, what? Cool. So sure enough, Yellow Card was out there, like, taking pictures with people,
That's
meeting
awesome.
Their fans. They didn't announce it. They're super low-key.
Mm-hmm.
And they were super nice, too.
Was the violinist guy with them then, too?
Yep.
I remember everyone really liked the violinist guy. He had, like, that electric violin, and he'd plug in, and we'd go,
Yeah,
he'd
something that's
solos and stuff.
Yeah, something that's really unique about them. Yeah, it's because of violin.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, he was there, and then, you know, the drummer with the dreads was there.
Right. Yeah.
The blonde lead
singer. Super fast.
Yeah. And they were all super nice, great guys, and I think I got pictures with all of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's play Yellow Card.
We're playing Yellow Card.
They're nice.
Not Blue October.
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night.
Yellow Card.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them. They are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'll vouch for Yellow Card.
Awesome. They were good for you, too?
Yeah, they were actually really good.
Did you go meet them?
No, Carrie, I did not get to meet them like you. Sorry. I was actually really scared when I saw Yellow Card because it was like in this big, like a college gym or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super hot and they didn't have the air conditioning going. And it was one of the first few concerts that I'd been to, but it was super like packed.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was probably like 13 or something, but it was like really packed and everyone was like shoving forward when they came on.
Mm.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die in this concert. I'm going to be suffocated or trampled or something. But yeah.
I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's good. The crazy Yellow Card concert.
Yeah, that's my crazy Yellow Card story. Not quite as good as yours. Yeah. So what's up next?
All right. Well, the next one was a band that I was in love with when I was in high school.
Okay.
I think a lot of high schoolers, especially those who participate in youth groups, are as well. And that's Reliant K.
Yeah. And everyone loves Reliant K.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Sadie Hawkins Dance was like the first song ever. And I think when I was in junior high, we had to do a PowerPoint to a song, like while learning Microsoft PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And that's the song I chose in the band, Sadie Hawkins Dance by Reliant K. And so that was something I was super excited for because I was a long time fan. I mean, junior high,
yeah.
You know, I was a long time fan of theirs, and they came to Oklahoma City and I got to see them with a huge group of friends and it was awesome. And so, yeah, the next song I wanted to play was Reliant K because it made my dream come true seeing them.
Watch the proverbial sunrise coming up over the Pacific, and you might think I'm losing my mind, but I will shy away from the specifics. Cause I don't want you to know where I am, cause then you'll see my heart in the saddest state it's ever been. This is no place to try and live my life. Should have crossed it. Stop right there. I never should have said that. It's the very moment that I wish that I could take back. Stop right there. That's exactly where I lost it. Where I never should have crossed it. Where I never should have said that. It's the very moment that I wish that I could take back. Oh, sorry for the person I became. Oh, sorry that it took so long. Chance you gave me, who
Everyone's favorite youth group band, Reliant K.
That's right. So, did you listen to them when you were a teenager?
Not that much.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit, just because a lot of my friends did.
Yeah.
But I never saw them live or anything.
Right. I got you.
I missed out on those concerts. I remember people going to them and like, oh, yeah, we're all going to go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm not going to go.
I got you. I guess you're in California, not in Oklahoma. A little bit Bible Belt.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, a lot of my friends were into them.
Okay, so, yeah. Cool. All right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right. So this next one's going to be a little bit educational.
Oh.
So have you ever heard of red dirt music?
Red dirt music, no.
Red dirt music. So this is something, unless you're from like Oklahoma or Montana, you probably, or Montana, sorry, that's where I'm from. Oklahoma or Texas, you wouldn't have heard of
okay.
it. It's a, yeah, it's like a specific type of music.
Huh.
That they play there.
Okay.
And yeah, it's called red dirt for the red dirt that can be found in those states.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And so to the naked ear that doesn't normally listen to country music,
uh-huh.
it might just sound like, oh,
country
it's
music.
A country music song.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to listen a little bit harder and see there's a little bit of more rock in there,
okay.
I would say. And also it's not, it's like... the good old boys, but that are maybe a little rough around the edges.
Oh,
yeah.
I see this as a theme with you, Carrie. You go to the bad boys tour, you like country music, but like the bad boy country music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's, you know, not so much about family values.
Okay.
As much. Yeah, you told my secret to everybody on public radio, though. So, yeah, I was going to play a band called Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Okay.
And they're from
nice.
Oklahoma. Yeah.
All right.
I've seen them live twice.
Okay.
And it was pretty fun seeing them because it was just like, honestly, like everybody like in the county almost and just
More.
Outside
yeah.
having a good old time
uh-huh.
in the beautiful Oklahoma summer.
That's
it wasn't
awesome.
Too hot or humid. And yeah, and they're, I mean, you can get their music on iTunes, so that's big enough.
They must be good.
Yeah, good enough. So are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All
Let's
right.
hear some red dirt music.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone, all she heard was dial tone. She really thought she heard it rain this time. What am I thinking? I must be only dreaming. Maybe it's 100 times it crossed my mind just tonight. Maybe I miss your loving. Maybe I miss your kiss. Just a little bit. Maybe I miss your body lying on next to mine. Maybe I miss your touch. A little too much. Tossing and turning, the skin still burning from the fire in his hands. Running on empty, she needs somebody, but somebody wouldn't understand. The telephone ring, maybe I miss your loving.
maybe I miss your kiss just a little bit. Maybe I miss your body, lying lips of mine. Maybe I miss your touch a little too much. Talked about Savannah, sweet home Alabama, and how we miss the way she always smiled. Are you coming back soon by the harvest moon? If I have to walk every mile on my knees, baby, I miss your loving. Maybe I miss your kiss just a little bit. Maybe I miss your body, line and licks of mine. Maybe I miss your touch a little too much. Maybe I miss your loving. Maybe I miss your lips just a little bit. Maybe I miss your body, line and licks of mine. Maybe I miss your touch a little too much. A little too much. A little too much.
Some Red Dirt music.
That's right.
That was good.
Yeah, I might, not too bad.
I might listen to some more Red Dirt music.
There you go.
Who else should I listen to if I want to check out?
Eli Yun Band.
Okay.
Yeah, that's another one. They're cool. From Texas. And that album by Cross Canadian Ragweed is called Soul Gravy.
Soul Gravy.
Yeah.
They're good at naming things, that band.
Yeah, actually, the name of the band is like their last names. Like, one of the guys' last name is Cross, one is Canada, the other one is, like, Rag Something, and they turn that into Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Clever.
Yeah. So.
Well, we have one more song to play. It's just about 7 o'clock here on KMXT Kodiak, 100.1 FM. So, Carrie, I hear you have a little bit of a beef with me.
I do have some beef with you, Joel.
Yeah, Carrie was listening the other day when I apparently dissed the Killers. I wasn't really dissing the Killers, just, you know.
You kind of dissed the Killers.
I might have dissed the Killers a little bit.
Yeah.
I was just trying to, you know, get my street cred back. I went to see the Killers instead of Paul McCartney, and so other people in here were like, oh my gosh, how could you see the Killers instead of Paul McCartney?
Right.
You know, that's fair. That's a fair argument.
But you don't have to.
But I did probably diss the Killers.
You did.
In the process.
You should have dissed yourself, not the Killers.
I should have dissed myself, but
so the agreement for me to do this with Joel is that we'd have to hash this out on the radio.
Right, yeah. I texted you and I said, hey, you want to come tell some stories? And you said, maybe not, because you dissed the Killers.
That's right.
So
I'm glad we could clear this up.
Right.
And so you saw the Killers in concert.
I did see the Killers
in concert. And how were they?
They were pretty good.
Okay.
I got to say the Killers were pretty good.
Okay. That's all.
It's the same thing. Like when you go to those concerts and there are a bunch of people around and there are songs that everyone knows.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun because a lot of people are singing along. And I think the Killers have a number of good songs.
They do.
I think they're pretty good. And they put on a great live show.
Okay.
They had like pyrotechnics and fireworks stuff. So
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That's awesome. I'm really glad you said that because like that's more of a diss on you and not the Killers.
Right.
Because like when you said that, I was like the Killers is literally like one of my favorite bands that I've listened to all the time. And I was like, are they bad live? Like it was like a little piece of my heart broke.
They're not bad live.
That's great.
So you should go see them.
Yes. And so I haven't seen the Killers. Joel has, right. And he dissed himself in the process, or them in the process. It's just one of my dream concerts.
I'm sorry that I offended you.
That's okay.
About the Killers.
I'm glad we could clear it up.
Yes.
So I wanted to end with what I think is one of the best songs in the world.
Okay.
By the Killers.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
What song?
It's All These Things That I've Done.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul.
Okay, so I've redeemed myself.
Yes.
Killers were good. I said it.
I said it. What else did you say on the break there?
I would see them again.
That's right.
I would probably see them again. I'd see them again.
Okay.
No, probably even.
Well, if they go to Anchorage, we'll go.
All right, deal.
Deal.
Okay, well, thanks for coming by, Carrie.
Thank you,
guys. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Come back and do a show.
All right, I'll work on it. All right. To support my public radio.
There you go.